I've been joined by Serena, Carmen and Kieran. Are you P7 pupils?
Yes.
At Dalry Primary School? And I understand you've been using iPads, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Now, we've met before, haven't we? Two of you. We met at the Scottish Learning Festival.
Yes.
And I've now come to visit you in your school. Okay. Tell me, some adults might think there's too much technology in school, and now they're getting iPads, that they should be reading, writing and doing arithmetic. What would you say to adults or to teachers who may think that? Who wants to go first?
I think that having technology in your school is a wee bit better than just the teachers talking to you and mm-hmm. you're writing stuff in your drawers.
Just a wee bit better?
Yeah, because some people might just like the old-fashioned teacher and jotters, but well, it's kind of old a wee bit, but more technology is good because children actually think it's much fun and they lock it in easier because mm-hmm. they like fun and they're learning at the same time.
You think children lock into learning easier with technology?
Yes.
You do? What technology do you use at home, Carmen?
I mostly use...
You on the internet at home?
No.
You're not on the internet at home?
No.
Okay.
I just use mostly my iPod.
All right, your iPod. Okay. Mm. All right, okay.
And my Xbox.
Okay, what did you two think of that question then for teachers who think there's too much technology? What would you say in terms of... I mean, the iPad's a... Well, I think it's a really good tool. And you've got... I've seen you using lots of different apps. Do you think it's a good thing to help you learn?
Yeah, because you have a much more advantage.
You get a more... You get a bigger variety.
Yeah.
A variety of what?
Learning. Because you get a lot of apps and with certain apps you learn certain purposes.
Okay. What were you going to say, Serena?
Well, you have a bigger advantage to what you learn on the iPads because there's so much apps and games to learn mm-hmm. maths, language and spelling and that sort of stuff.
Some people might argue that you've got too much on the iPad, too many apps, and that you maybe should have one or two just to focus on. Are there ones that you use most of the time? Or are you using loads of apps all the time?
I think we're using loads of apps all the time. I mm-hmm. think it's quite good because you've got, like Kieran said, a different variety of learning and you mm-hmm. get used to them.
Which apps in particular are you using?
GarageBand. It depends on what type of learning you're doing. If it's like...
And do you make that choice or does the teacher tell you what to use?
The teacher says... Okay, we're going to do this sort of type of learning. Mm-hmm. You have a choice of...
Oh, so you've got a choice?
A couple of apps. Like, if it's IDL, you get GarageBand, iMovie.
IDL, is that interdisciplinary learning?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So you then make a choice about what you're going to use for that?
We got a couple of apps that we could use.
All right, okay. So tell me, has it been a positive experience having these devices in school?
Yes.
Is it something you'd recommend to other pupils and other teachers to consider?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, obviously I'm keeping you back from all the lovely learning that seems to be happening here. So I'll let you get back. So thanks very much for speaking to me.
Yeah.